coming from their violence, Lord God.
In April, dozens of people on the West Side gathered for a grim vigil. They were marking the anniversary of a teenager killed a few years back. It's a pretty common scene in tough Chicago neighborhoods where the streets ensnare kids. So there's a million reasons to create a support system for the ones who come back to violent blocks after prison. For one thing, if they can stay out, it would mean money saved for a broke state. But a major reason is to avoid scenes like this one. Kids who go to prison are more likely to commit violent crime when they come back.
The youth that we get, rather they're involved with the violence, with guns and murder, they've been shot or their friend's been shot.
Edwin Day is one of the people trying to figure out how to get through to the kids caught in this cycle. I wanted to see the aftercare pilot in action, since the state is at the beginning of a big expansion, but the Department of Juvenile Justice wouldn't let me shadow state workers. So I had to go one step removed. And that's how I ended up riding along with Edwin Day. His nonprofit has a grant to help check in on a handful of the aftercare kids.
Our young people are in a state of emergency right now. You know, and in my position that I stand on is that we're trying to advocate against the violence.
Day is part of a tiny add-on that serves less than 3% of all the kids on parole. For the most part, state aftercare workers who have to find kids drug treatment and counseling and school options don't have a helper like Day. And they have heavy caseloads filled with kids who are really difficult to reach.
So is 2 months of clean drops and going to school, is that a big deal?
It's me, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Adam is a 16-year-old who lives with his mom in K-Town, a rough section of Chicago's West Side. He was sent to prison last March on a gun charge. Since then, he's been out and back once already. While he was inside, he averaged more than one trip a month to solitary for things like fighting and punching a guard in the face. Day tries to check in with him daily.
Yes, he can be a handful for mom at times, but he's a pretty good kid and he just needs the support.
It seems like Adam is getting that support. But so far, experts say, most of the kids on aftercare aren't.
You look at the numbers. And
I visited Betsy Clark, who heads up a small nonprofit, the Juvenile Justice Initiative, in her cluttered three-room office in downtown Evanston. Clark has been working on improving Illinois juvenile justice since before the department even existed. Clark says fixing parole has been a key goal of the agency since it began 8 years ago, and she's frustrated they still haven't gotten it right. The Cook County pilot program started in the spring of 2011, but the department hasn't done a single study of its effectiveness, or at least not one that it's willing to share. What numbers are available do not paint a positive picture. The number of Cook County youth sent back actually went up in the first year of the program.
Any measure of success depends first and foremost on decreasing the rate of return into juvenile prison. And if we still have a 53% return, then whatever that Cook pilot is doing is not having a positive impact.
It's hard to assess the pilot in Cook based on what that 3-year post-facility statewide figure is.
That's the department's new director, Candace Jones. She took over DJJ at the end of January, and she says she wants her administration to be more open and transparent. But she says there aren't any numbers to show whether or not aftercare is working.
And I know Betsy, I've worked with Betsy for a long time, and I respect her, but I don't think the jury's still out.
And do you have the sorts of violation rates that would be...
Not that we can talk about now, yeah.
So why are we rolling out a program that has not been evaluated?
We know based on what other people are doing that these are the right models. It's always best to be able to wait till you have the best, clearest data to make decisions. But we don't always have that luxury. You know, you have to make some real-time decision about a plane that we're building as we fly it.
The other people she's talking about are juvenile experts in Pennsylvania. See, the aftercare model is the darling of juvenile justice advocates. And Jones, and just about everyone else I talk to, points to Pennsylvania as a state that does aftercare right. Kids in Pennsylvania return to the juvenile justice system at a rate of about 22%. Remember, in Illinois, it's 53% if you only count the kids who go back to youth prisons. That number jumps to 86% if you include those who end up in adult prisons, too. Pennsylvania's aftercare model is based on kids being sent to treatment facilities instead of prisons. But Illinois kids still serve their time in youth prisons with inadequate education and mental health treatment. John Mackey is the director of prison watchdog John Howard Association. He says he agrees with the concept of aftercare.
But at a certain level, words don't matter. It's what is the system actually set up to do? And this is a system that, by and large, teaches kids how to live in prisons, teaches kids how to reoffend.
But Mackey says he's heartened by the moves DJJ Director Jones has made so far.
John Howard, we have a lot of hope for the current administration. We think they're making some real important changes.
Jones says that's because she knows the stakes.
We got a lot of work to do, and we have a tiny little team of people doing it, and we, you know, we have to do it right. Any fumbles, any missteps, we can sort of undercut the foundation of what really is the right thing to do.
About 10 miles west of her downtown office, the stakes are even clearer. The day I met Edwin Day at his office in Austin, he'd just gotten an invitation.
They wanted me to come over, and they wanted me to come to a prayer rally because there was a young man who actually got shot on North Avenue.
It happened the Saturday before, near the corner of Linder and North Avenue. Somebody walked up behind 17-year-old Jaquez Williams and shot him in the head. In tomorrow's story, we're going to bring you more from the time I spent with Edwin Day on the West Side, and check in to see how Day's aftercare teen Adam's been doing. I'm Patrick Smith.